We aan dat mem chesa met alef, the bottom of the omid. Five lines for the from the bottom. For Omar Rove, nichnas lochotzer balabayis shaloi bushus. A person entered the chotzer balabayis shaloi bushus. The hizik is balabayis, and he was mazik the balabos. Oi bal habayis, that means who is mazik biyodaim, a fellow shaloi bekavonim. Oi balabayis, huzak boy, or the balabos became genizik through him. That means he tripped over him. Chayef. So the nichnas is chayef. You have no right to be here. So he's chayef to pay for the zekis that he brought about. He's zikoi balabayis. What is if the balabayis was mazik him? Pata. So the balabos is pata. If he was mazik, this nichnas shaloi bushes. Omarav pape. That what it says that he's pata needs a little explanation. Loi amoron, elad loi have yodabei. He was unaware that this person entered. So memele. So he was mazing him unintentionally. The loy havale la suke adaite, that someone's here. So memele, so he's potter out odama mazik. Others want to say, because this is an einus gomo, that he had no idea that someone's in his chotzer, so memele, he had no idea that his actions would bring about a hezek to this nichnas. I will have a yodabei, but what if he knew that he's here and he was mazik and he's zikai, then his balabai is chayib, then the balabos is chayib. My time, mishum da omalei, because the nichnas can tell him, nahei de islach reshuso la afuki, that's right, you have a right to get me out of your chotza, la zuki, les loch reshusa. But to be mazik me, you have no reshus. Let us see what Rashi says. Vehizik, here we had, if the nichnas was mazik, kori bein miskaven, bein she'in miskaven. Philo was done unintentionally, umiu biyodayim hizika. He was mazik in biyodayim. So he's chayev, the nichnas is chayev. Huzak, sheze hoyo oimed bimkoimoy, ubo balabayis v'niskal boy. The balabos was niskal, so the balabos was huzak al yedei the nichnas, so the nichnas is also chayev. Let us see Toisvis, hizikoi balabayis potah. What if the balabos was mazikim? And we said, the Gemara says, it means unintentionally. So the balabos is potter, and we said the reason is, lehavalei lasuke adaite, that someone entered his chotzer shalei bershus, so he's potter als oynes. V'imtayma masnisenhi beperik haminiach. Why do I need a memra of Rav Pope, memra of Rove, masnisini beper kaminiach, gabi bevakeya, says of there, if a person is chopping wood, the chayev kshemevakeya beshus ayochid, behizik beshus ayochid achav. He's chayev, even though he was mevakeya beshus, but if the hezik went out into another, Rishus Ayochid, so then he's chayev. But it would seem from the Mishnah Avol Hizik Ba'oisei Rishus Ayochid, this is a diik, that means he's chopping, and he was mazik in the Rishus Ayochid, not knowing that someone entered his Rishus, his potter. So we see klar that Hizik Shaloi Bekavon, why did he need a member of Rove? Hizikoi Balabayis Potter, it's a Mishnah. From the Dik of the Mishnah would seem Davke, if the Vuzmavakeel or Shusayochid Acher is Chayev, but the same with Shusayochid is Potter. And that Mishnah, there are two sveikis. Shemo loitehei bikas nitezes. Who says bechlal when you chop wood, that a piece of the wood will jump and be mazik? Vigam lo yove shemodam shem v'yusek. And who says that someone is going to come into my chotzer? So that's metaisis means to say, the yisod of Rove, that Rove says, if the Baal HaBayis was mazik shaloi bekavone, he's potter, we had mentioned the yisod of the Ptur is because he has a din onus, Rove is saying a bigger chiddush than the Mishnah. The Mishnah, I would say, you know why he's called an onus? Because there's two factors to assume nothing is going to happen. Who says Bechlala Bikas is going to fly? Nefila will fly, who says someone will enter the chotzer, but could be with one factor alone. Stamazai, if I'm doing actions that could be mazik someone, so the only fact is, but who says that someone entered, could be that alone is not sufficient to give him a din onus. Is kamash malon, that's the chiddush of Rava, which we could not derive from the Mishnah, that alone, that he was unaware that someone entered, gives him a din onus and he's potter to pay. Va'ozdu letaimayu. So now the Gemara says that this memra of Rove and Rav Pope, that the Nichnas is Chayev ben Hizik ben Huzak, the Balachotzer is potter filo Hizik, they go l'shitoso. The Omar Rove Vitaimer Rapote, Shneyem Bershus. If you have Shneyem Bershus, or Shneyem Shalei Bershus, they said another memre. This is a Peil Yoitzei from this memre. If you have two people Bershus, or Shneyem Shalei Bershus, Hiziku Zeh Zeh Chayovim, if one was mazik, the other be yadayim, he's chayiv. Husku zebo ze pturim. But husku zebo ze is pturim. Taime, so forget, that's what they're saying. Shneim bershus, or shneim shaloi bershus, then hiziku is chayiv. Because we'll see this as far in Tosfos, shneim bershus, so I should have realized that, but there's someone else also around. Or Shneim Shalei Bishus is a Svarah, I should have realized that just like I entered Shalei Bishus, maybe someone else also entered Shalei Bishus. So Mele, there's a halacha that Hiziku is Chayev. Because he should have thought of it. In Husku is Potter, Husku that Tereshmur brings down from Rab Chaim, that by Shneim Bershus, or Shaloi Bershus, if it's Husku, it's a din of Odom Shmiras Gufoi Olof. He's Mechuyev to make sure that he should not be a Sibet to be Mazik Yene. But if he is equivalent to Yene, I mean, why should I be careful? You shouldn't be getting, I have rishus to be, you have rishus to be here. So here the seder is, forget, you should make sure you shouldn't get genizik through me. It's not mutal or lie, Adam shmiras gufay olov, by shneim b'shus, or shneim shaloi b'shus, that I should be the one to make sure you shouldn't get genizik to me. That's Davke by Huzak. By Hizik, the Chayim. Avol Echod Bershus, the Echod Shalai Bershus. So the Bershus Potter, Bershus is Potter because there we have a Cheshben. Lehavale Lasuke Adaite. So Avol Hizik is Potter. And Shalai Bershus Chayim. The Shalai Bershus is Chayim Avilu by Huzak because There's no chiyuv on the balachotzer to be careful from you. You have to make sure other mishmiras gufay olov. You have no right to be as al kaponim. You have to make sure you should not be a sibbe, that the balabos should be genizik through you. Zogt Rashi, shneyem bushus, kigoin bushus harabim. Two people are walking in the shoes harabim, oichot sarashut vim. So both of them have rishus to be in this chutz. Oishneim shaloi bishus. Kegoin shneim rotzin bishus harabim, but you don't have a right to run in the rishus harabim. Hiziku biyadayim zezev afilu shaloi bin miskavim chayomim. The bin nizikin lo ishoni lom bay miskavim lo shayini miskavim. There's no heter of any miskaven, and here there's no ptur on this, because by shneim bushus ichach, what right do you have to think that no one else is here? You're the only one in the rishus harabim. Or the by shneim shaloi bushus, you're the only one that's running. Frekt Rashi, vohodes nan bahaminiach, shnayim shahoyu mahalchen bushus harabim, which is shneim bushus, Vehiziku ze eze pturim. So Rashi is Sakasha. Here we just said Shneim Bushus. Here we just said Shneim Bushus. Hiziku is Chayovim. And there the Mishnah says Vehiziku ze eze pturim. So Rashi says Ahu Hiziku Huskuhu. Peleidok Pelishne. That, you have to learn the lotion of the Mishnah with a grain of salt. It doesn't mean Hiziku means husku zebeza, one bumped into the other. So then you take a potter. The bushus potter, ben hezek de biyadayim, ben hezek de memele. Ubidelo yodalai. So again we said if lo yodalai, so then he's potter alts onus. Let us see taisvis. Shneyem bushus. Perish akuntares, kegoin bershus harabe, shaloi bershus, kegoin sheshneim rotzim bershus harabe. Bekoshe, nahainu masnisen beperik habaniach. So what was Rove and Rapopa Machadish? It's a Mishnah. What is the Mishnah? This is the Mishnah that Rashi brought. Shneim shom mahalchem b'shus harabim, b'ziku ze, shneim pturim. So the Kaish Yeshua says, Akert, I mean, you need this memra of Rove to tell us that you should learn b'ziku with a grain of salt. Fakert, the Mishnah says fakert, then Rove and Rav Papa. The Mishnah says, V'iziku zeh zeh shneim pturim. Rav and Rav Papa said, V'iziku zeh zeh shneim chayom husko pturim. And you have to say the Mishnah means husko. So you're asking Akasha, why do you need the memra of Rav? Without the memra of Rav, tiny the Kaish Yeshuas, I would learn wrong pshat in the Mishnah. Akaponim azayf reik taisvis. V'nire leforish, taisvis wants to say a different pshat of bershus and shaloi bershus. K'gayin shenichnas lachotza Balabaya shaloi bishus, oi bishus. And that tongue is amir de kechidish. The islay la suke adaite. Pakat in a rishus arabim, a big deal. Fashteitzach, everyone realizes that there's, rishus arabim is made for a person to walk there. So therefore, yachayev by his iku. Amle la suke adaite. They're coming to tell us a bigger chiddush, that I got rishus from the balabos to enter the chotzer, or shaloi bershus. And I know the balabos left. The balabos is not there. Is havaleilas, the islay, so that tongue's a merdik chiddush, the islay la suke adaite, kemoyshe nosnoi loy rishus, so he should have thought of it. So that's what I got rishus is a chiyuv And me to think, Mr. just like he gave me rishus, maybe he gave someone else rishus. So therefore, it's not an onus. Even though I'm not aware of Yenna, but I should be aware of Yenna, because just like I got rishus, maybe someone else also got rishus. Oy, kemoishu nichnas shaloi bershus, sheme gamacha nichnas shaloi bershus, amirati kezach. That means you should think, just like you entered Shalai Bishus, so could be someone else also entered Shalai Bishus. It's not like Echad Bishus, Echad Shalai Bishus, Lehavalei Lasuke Adaite. If you're Shalai Bishus, so you should have thought there's other people like you also. So therefore, Shneim Shalai Bishus, Izikuzes Echayom Naranonis. Avul echad b'shus ve'echad shaloi b'shus. So the shaloi b'shus ha'yisla l'suki ha'dayte b'hai. The shaloi b'shus, he had to think, maybe the reshus is here, that's for sure. He's mechuyev to think about it. Therefore, he's a filu b'ayhusku, he's chayev. The adam shmiris gufa yola. B'hai, but the reshus, lesla l'suki ha'dayte b'hai. But the Rishus Bechlau doesn't have to think or cholim that someone entered Shalai Bershus. Vim Shalai Midas Izikai Bershus. Potter, Shalai Bershus Chayim. Shalai Midas Izikai, so my mele the Bershus is Potter. The Lehavle Lasuki Adaitai, that someone entered his Chotzer Shalai Bershus. The Shalai Bershus is Chayim. Ishizikha. And then he realized there's the Balabos here, then the Memela, so he has to be, besides the Gevaldik Avla that he had done, by entering, he has to realize that he has to be careful with his actions. Therefore, he's Chayim, side by Hizik, and side by Uzak al Yodah. We heard from the Mishnah that Hichnu Sheire Shaloi Bershus, the nafal leboiroi vehivish meimav chayev. That it fell into a boir, and because it fell into the boir, the water in the boir got spoiled, it got musrach from the guf hasher. Amarove leishonu elo shehivish b'shas nefila. He says, the habosha occurred b'shas nefila. So that what's happening with Shas Nefila, that is a din of Shoyer. So Shoyer is Chayev. And Mayim, we'll see Mayim is a din of Kalim. The Beir is Potter of Kalim. The Torah said, you're only Chayev. Nofel Shom Shoyer, Chamoyer, Davke, a Bal Chay. Something that's not a Bal Chay, there's no Chiyuv of Beir. So Rav says, Bishas Nefilas Hashayr. He goes into the boil, he falls into the boil, so that is a din of shayr. So Memele, so it's Chayiv, and the Habosha Samayim. Avalach and Nefila Potter. Avalach and Nefila is Potter. My time, Avi, that means if Bishas Nefila, there was not, the shayr was not dirty enough to be Mamish to Mayim. But after he fell in, and now he's soaking in the water, so after being there for half an hour, now the water is not drinkable, Tzivish Amayim. But now, this kilko is coming about to share that's not Heilich HaMazik. This is a din of a boil. My time I have a shoyer boil, Umayim Kalim. Mayim is a din of keilu, but mitzina boyer shechiyu boyer sakeilu. That's what Rav said. So Rav said, the Mishnah, we have to make an akimt in the Mishnah. That what the Mishnah says, nofel seicha yishoyer, v'hivish meimov, means, tavke b'shas nefila. B'lach nefila b'pota. Frek de Gemara, but this is in a poshet, Yisot, Hanichel Shmuel, the Omar, Kol Takol Abayru. According to Shmuel, that holds every takola is ba'er, ben afkerei, ben loy afkerei. So that's very good. Elo l'rav doma adem afkilei. Rav says that Rav says, it's only a ba'er if you're mafkerei. But if you're not mafkerei, it's a shoel. So what is pshatin rove? How can rove say la'achin afilu yapote? La'achin afilu, it's also a shoel. She should be chay. Elav doma adem afkilei ma'ika l'meim. So Mo says, yeah, you're right. Ali itma, hochi itma. Omar Rove loishonu el shehivish migufoi. If that voshe came about from the gufa shoel, so then the bala shoel is chayev, it's mamoina, it's shoel, and his shoel was mavish the maya. Avel hivish mirechoi, but if the reyach of the shoel was mavish, potter. My time, groma balmu, loy mechayev. So we'll see a very interesting Rashi. Shehivish b'shas nefila dave mazik mamish, b'loy domi leboyer. That means he's going into the water, he's being mazik to water. Umayim kelem, zekrashi kol chafeitzim ke kelem. Every chafeitz is a din of a keli. B'loy chayev b'boyer al hamise, Ella al habehemah. I have a guy. Ella al habehemah. He says the Torah says v'nafal shomer sheir v'chamer. So they're speaking about misas hasheir. Amesi aloy. We're speaking about misas hasheir. So you only chayiv and misas balechay. The lechayiv of boir al misa ella al habehemah. At this case. Aber wir schach auf Eizem, der er nicht behem ist, er sieht und so ihm Misosam. So, aber das ist nicht ein Mises Balchai. So, mein Meile, so, the, if the Shoyer, la achen afile, es hat in aber Boyer, so it should be Potter an der Mai. So, the Gemara says, but according to Shmuel, Shmuel holds the Loi Afkerei, the Loi Afkerei, it's Shoyer, Meikala Meime, Holesley Teres Boyer, Umamainehu, Umishere Lamadna, Blepota Bekalem. So what's Pshat and Rover's member according to Shmuel? So the Moses says, no, I have to say a different member. Not the Chilik is Shastvil Achanafila, the Chilik is if the Havoshe came Migufay or Merechay. Migufay, Shoya Meluchlach Betit. So if the Shoya was Meluchlach Betit, so that is a gavucha. This is a chiddush that it's my shoyer, and you don't say, "Well, the shoyer is mine; the tit is not mine." No. That's the tit is intrinsic chelik of the shoyer. That's part of the shoyer. So memela. So your shoyer. So your shoyer. Your shoyer. When was the last time I took a shower? So memela. Your shoyer is mazik the mine. So that's called my share. The tit that's mechuber to the gufa share is a din of my share. Avol mireichai. Now what's the case of reichai? Amir the lav gufayu. That's not the share. The sirchain, you know what happened over here? The share fell into the boil. The share died. There became an avela. And then an avela eventually is there's a reyach from the nevela. Zecht Rashi, the sirchin the nevela memela osilo. Un nevela gromu she goyremes le sirchin she yovoy. Now that's me Rashi means to say as follows. Rashi means to say, a bala shoyer is chayiv for what the guf hasher does. If I have a dirty shoyer, so that's the gufa shoyer, this is my shoyer, the shoyer falls into the water, the shoyer in the water is mavish the water, so it's called your shoyer, this is called your shoyer, this is the shoyer with the meluchlich, but this is your shoyer. Your shoyer was mazik. When the shoyer died, it became an avela, so the sirchain is misame a chemical action that comes about through that the nevela died. That's a nevela. So it produces a reyach. That means that what the behemah is dead now. So there's a reyach that is coming out from my shoyer. But that the reyach is not called my shoyer. That means I pose. This is something that came out from my shoyer. This is a tzmiche from the shoyer. A dead behemah gives out a reyach. So this is a poil yaitzi from, but this is not my shoyer. This is not my shoyer. This is some emele. This is something which is noitzar from that the behemah is dead already. So that's not called my, no, that my shoyer is there. It's goyrim that the mayim will become spoiled. So that's called a grome. Aber mireche lav gufehu, that's not the gufa shoyer, the sirchein de nevele, memele osilo, that's not the shoyer that I possess. Mekatim aposhim say, if he had a shoyer, that bechayev had a bedreya, so that's your shoyer. That is your shoyer, lock, stock, and barrel. So that is no difference than the tit that's mechubaboy, or the pnimius hareyach, that your shoyer has a bedreya, and will be in the mayim, it will be mekalko the mayim. But here pshat is, this originated from my shoyer. This is a creation of my shoyer, but it's not my shoyer. So Memele, no, it's a grome, that my shoyer is there, so it comes out that the reyach, which comes out from my shoyer, is mazik the mayim. So this is a grome, so that's why the Baal HaShoyer is potter. The sich and the vela Memele osilo, but this is, it comes, un the vela gromohu, shegeremes lesilchain sheyovay, but it's not lechayre the guf HaShoyer. So grome, the behemta is potter. Zog the Gemara weiter. Hoya oviv oi bnoi lesoichoi, mishalem esakaifa. We had in the Mishnah, the sheir was nichna shaloi bershus, nafal leboiroi, hoya oviv oi bnoi lesoichoi in the boir. So now the sheir pays koifa. The Baal HaShoyer pays koifa. Freg de gemore v'amai v'hotam hu. So, the Maram, Dav Memdalid, Medalev, seems to learn shat. The gemore did not want to assume that the sheir is rogel to do this, and speaking about Absamuid, that he did it three times, because it's a very milsa delay shchiche, milsa delay motzui, that a sheir should fall into a bur. So memele, if the Mishnah said it fell in, mustama, this was the first time it fell in. V'amai v'otamu, it's a tam. So memele, a tam doesn't pay kaifa. Omar Rav, b'muad lipel al b'nei odam b'boiris. So Rav answered, you don't have to say the Mishnah is speaking about it's a Musa Deloy Shchiche, and it's not speaking about that it was a Muad lipel b'nei odam b'boiris. It's Nishkefela. The Mishnah is speaking about such a case also. If it says Kaifa, so I'll tell you that's the case of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is speaking about, yeah, it's Loish, I mean, the Mishnah can speak about Loish Chir Digazach, and also, you have a problem, how do you pay Koifa? So, it's speaking about that the show was a Mu'ud Lipel Abnei Odom Bebeiris. Frech the Gemore, fine, okay, so I'll buy that. The Mishnah is speaking about a unusual case, but it's speaking about a Mu'ud Lipel Abnei Odom Bebeiris. Frech the Gemore, Ihochi Bar Ketolo. If that's the case, so he should have been killed the first time. Let us see what Rashi says. Barketolu benefile kamaisa. The first time it fell down, He should have been killed right away. How did he become a mu'at? The heich bali day mu'at. How did he become a mu'at? Bishloy megabi mu'at in the gicheis. All the time. So this kasha isn't a kasha over here. The kasha is every time. Kiven the miktam kotlina lay mu'at heich hamashkachas lo. So a mu'at in the gicheis ikala meima kedamrina bepirkadalel the kotal va'orak. It killed and it ran away. Inami b'shein makirin es asher, that there was a lot of shvam then, I don't, b'shas myself, after the first negich, I didn't recognize who the sher hanageach was. Inami shehuz muzaymim eizaymimim. That means that the edim that came, and they said that this sher aleph, killed sher beis. Sher Aleph of Reuven killed Sher Beis, and then they wanted to kill Sher Aleph, and then they were mazim them. So maybe we didn't kill Sher Aleph. And then this happened by a second Sher and a third Sher, and then they were mazim the who's mazimim mezimim. They were mazim those who were mazim the first vikitis. And I found out that my Sher is a mu'at, but he wasn't killed the whole time because of the azam. So this the Gemara had said, and Daf Mem Aleph and Mem Aleph, these are cases that it's shayach, that we did not kill the shayach when he killed the first person, because it's speaking about Horak, Lagme, or a Makir Noisai. So there is shayach such a possibility. But if you're speaking about, Rav said that the Mishnah is speaking about b'muid lipel al b'nei adam b'beiris. That means the Mishnah is speaking about taka, not a shchich, the kekeis, a kasha famaisa, that the sheir throws himself into beiris. He wants to kill people. So fine. So if that's the case, so he won't. He'll never become a muid. This one will not never get out of the bur by itself. Therefore, veleka lemeima orak. You can't say that he ran away because Bezin takes him out of the bur, so he's in a shoes Bezin. Velei ein mekirim. You can't say we don't recognize who the sheir negeich is. What do you mean? We see him in the bur. He was the one that killed Aviv Bnei. V'lay huzmu, and you can't say that they were mazim the edim. The milse the islay kolei. So someone wanted to tell me that pshat is that, and this is a very interesting situation that a sheir fell into the boil. Now we have to go in and get a crane to take him out. It's a very interesting. Some stomach. There's a Kohl who was there, Bishas Maisa. So it's not Mistava that they were Mazim him, that they'll be Mazim that purpose. It's almost a hit and run case. So there was an Adim that said they saw how the Sher killed a person. And so it's hit and run. So then the two Adim said they were standing there. So they could be Mazim them. But this is Mistava. This whole thing, you have a share there, and we're going to take him out, and it's mistaver that the thing is mefusim. Or maybe Rashi means there's a chaos, or there's a lot of people there who witnessed it. I don't know exactly what Rashi means. But al kaponim, it's not mistaver if it's speaking about there was mapel atzmei leboyer. So you can't have a mood like that because in practicality, after the first time he's going to get killed. So it's bitter. It means we can't say like Rav that it's speaking about that it happened three times. It doesn't happen three times. And then it's going to happen only once. So he's a top. Omar Rav Yosef, the Choza Yereike Vinofa. It's speaking about that the Sheir saw a Yerek in the bar, the Sheir had no intent at all of being Mapel Atzmei Lebar. he had no intent of killing someone. He just saw a yerik in the boyer, and he went very close to the boyer, and it was a little, it wasn't so careful, and he fell into the boyer, and he killed someone. This happened, so this is Eino Miskaven. He's Eino Miskaven to kill someone, so he won't kill the shayer. So here you can have a mu'at. The Chazal Yeroike, so Rashi says, Eisev al piyaboyer, b'bola ochloi. He wanted to eat the Eisev, it was a very tempting Eisev. V'nofal, and it fell, v'hach nefil alay yechavid, didn't have any intent to fall. So memele, so the Yerkashe, why didn't they kill him the first three times? Because the sheikh had no intent to kill these people. So Mamela, that's why they didn't kill him. Umiyu kaifer shaloi bekavone mishalem benefil achayne. But the fourth time you pay kaifer, even then also, it's a repetition of the first three times. It's shaloi bekavone. It fell the fourth time. Becoming a pro now to fall, al kaponim, tziz yirokis, and it falls, and, but also he had no intentions to kill chas v'shalom. Mi kaifa shaloi bekavone, mishalom benefil achayim. You pay kaifa, it's a mu'it, you pay kaifa. Frek Rashi, but we have a big problem over here. Really, we're saying pshat and rav. That's really pshat rav. Amar rav b'mu'ud lipol abnei adam b'boyres haskinin. We're asking yochi b'aktol. Amar rav Yosef, no. Rav means that he was a mu'ud to fall because of yeroike. But al kaponim, we had a rav before. We had a rav before and daf mem dalad amad dalad. That rav said, shalei b'kavon ein asher b'skile ne b'ayelim mishalmim kaifa. ואף על פי שאין אשר בסקילה ושמינו לרב דומה פוטר מזה ומזה, he's פוטר from מיסה, פוטר from קויפר, so Rashi says, אני מילי במועד לנגיחס בקבונה. There the Gemara is speaking about like this, was נשחחך בקויסל, the first three times it wanted to kill the people, wanted to kill the people. There was people on the other side. It was rubbing itself against the Kaisel to push it down in order to kill the people. So the first three times it was Chayv Misa. He wanted to kill the people, Taka. It was Neschachach B'Kaisel, B'Mud, L'Giris B'Kavane, B'Or K'L'Agma B'Rishayne, Or a case, if that what Rav said, if the fourth negiches shalei bekabonu yepoter, that's tafke if the first three negiches were bekabonu. The first three negiches, what he became a mu'at to kill bekabonu, borek la'agma barishaynis, v'nogach dalet shalei bekabonu. That what Rav says, that let's talk about Neschachach B'Kaisel. Let's talk about that the first three times it was Nogach Odom. He wanted to kill a person. The fourth time it was Lotz Ligach Behemav Nogach Odom. So the fourth time, Potalei Migzeres HaKostu V'chsiv HaShoy Yisokol V'Gambolov Yumos. Kol Zman She'ein HaShoy B'Skile Ein Abayla Mishalmim Kaifa. So this klal, that you only pay kaifa of the sheres beskila, that's if he became a mu'id to a negicha, that's mechayev skila. The first three times he was chayev skila because of the negicha, so the fourth time was niskavon largas behem of orges ha'odom, so there Rav says, you're potter from kaifa, because he was huit of a negiche sheyesh by skile, and the fourth negiche was a negiche sheim by skile. Ein bailem mishalmim kaifa. That's what Rav said before. Avol zeh. Shaloi hoisa boi chiyav skila klal. This shayah, the first three times, there's no chiyav skila. It was chaza boi yeroike v'nofal. Ein hadosoi, so the whole mu'ed is, elo lekeifel shoshen v'regel b'chotzer anizik. So the keifel that this shayah, that the Baal HaShem pays, this is a kaifa of shame. Dukminen beregel shedos al gabitine bachotzer anizik dike kaifa beregel vavagav shlei bekabonu, bein HaShem beskila. So memele, Sarashi says, there's two aifanim that a muad pays kaifa. If he was a muad ligach bekabonem, so then, the fourth negiche has to be also bekabone. But if he became a mu'ed shaloi bekabone, he never had an intent to kill someone. So memele, so then the fourth time, he'll pay kaifa even though it's, he doesn't have an intent to kill someone. Bachinami de Chose Yeroike v'nofal telde de Sheini, de Miskaven lahanosoi, is Miskaven lahanosoi. Vim taima mishunehi ve'ein zu Shein, like Rashi, this is not Shein, it's Keren Tam, it's Mishune. You don't find a Shoyer who should walk so close to a boyer and fall in. This is a double mishune. Asher doesn't do such a thing. So it's weiter schwer. So it's a tam. So Rashi says, "Kim in the yayin lay ucheu," but this happened three times already. So the Darkei David and Dav Mem Daled explains that Rashi is very interesting. Rashi, Chazi Yeroike Benofal, Rashi learns that speaking about the word, this occurrence occurred four times. The first three times, it's a Mishunah de Keshein, it's like a Keren, a Mishunah de Keshein is Keren. Hashein, Dolehavale Lasuke Adaite, is Keren, it's Keren Tam. So Mamela, so there's no Kaifa. The fourth time, I see already the pattern. I see already that this shayr is a kele shayr, and when it's a chose yeroik, it goes to the boyer, it's like a magnet, and then it's careless and it falls on people. The fourth time, it's shayn. The first three times, it's a mishunadik shayn. The fourth time, it's a uchedik shayn. Now I see it's not mishunah. It never was kabanos elahazik. It was shame, but it was a mishunadik shame. So therefore, the first time you won't be chayiv kaifa, even though shame is amud mitchilos, but this is a mishunadik shame. So it's speaking about, it became amud with three nefilas, and now it's a shame. So even though the first three nefilas, it's a keren tam, because it's a mishunadik shame, the fourth time it's Shein Mu'ed. The Darkei David says that, he said, we had a similar loch in the first Perek. We had an Ari Tarbus, a tamed lion. A tamed, like this, an Ari eats a behemoth alive. That's Shein. That's Shein. That's how it eats. An Ari Tarbus will eat, it's a tamed lion. So Memele, it'll eat now a behemoth, the lion will be teiref a behemoth and chew it up. That's Keren. That's for this, a tamed lion. One time it's Keren. Two times it's Keren. Three times it's Keren. The fourth time it's Shein will be part of Bishusarab. I see now that, This tamed lion became ois tamed. So you could have a three times Keren can make a four times Shein, a Shein. because it matters what it is. If the whole reason was Karen, it was Hashem to Lahavale Lasuki Adaiti, it's Mishune. But after four times, after three times, I see it's shame. So Mamela, that's how Rashi says Pshat. So Rashi says Pshat, that's the story over here. It's speaking about that it fell. Speaking about there's no problem, I got out of the boil, because it's never had any intent whatsoever of killing people. So that's how I got out of the boil. And Seinach Nami, the first three times, it's a tam. It's a shame, the Havalei Lasuki Adaita, but the fourth time already, it's shame, which is Mud Mitchilosa, and you'll pay Kaifa. Vim Taima Mishunehu Ve'ein Ze Shane, Yekim the Yayad Le Ucheu. Uluukme Lahach Nefila Achoine Bemiskaven Vasher Beskila. Fact Rashi, maybe let's say a different thing. We won't say a whole shtick title. We'll say the first three times that it wasn't killed. We had a problem if it was the first three times was Kavanosi Lahazik, so how did it ever get out of the boil? Bezin would have killed it after the first time. So Rashi says, oh, maybe we'll say like this. We'll say the first three times that it was Miskaven Lechel. So that's why he didn't kill it. And the fourth time was Miskaven Taket to kill the person. And that's why Asher Beskila. Well, like this I'm saying a hoshtik teire. I mean, Rashi is saying Taka hoshtik teire. That if you look Rav, that Rav said Asher Beskila, Ein Asher Beskila, Baalim B'shalmim Kaifa. So that speaking about that, you can't move through Karen, you can't move through Shane, so Mamela, you don't need a Shem Beskila. Rashi is a Hoshtik Teres. In fact, Rashi, why do you say a Hoshtik Teres? Let's make up Hoshtik Teres. We'll make a Teres the first three times was Chazi Yireike Benofo, and the fourth time was Masik Bekavone. So it's a Muid, and it's a Shem Beskila, and they have no problem with Rav Lushitosa. Look me lach nefila achoyde b'miskaven v'asher b'skile emetzinu t'lagabi kavon etamu. This is something new. It never had an intent to kill someone. V'leke koifer. Da kol kamad loichozi yiroike loyayay. It's a mamele, you can't make such a kugel that the first three times it was chozi yiroike and the fourth time it was miskaven laroi and it's asher b'skile. It's a satam. It will not become a muid through the first three times. Zaktaisvis, the Chaza Yereike Venofa. Zaktaisvis, the Chaza Yereike Venofa. Rashi Muki Ahi, the Hoya Mischachach Bekoisel Begimel Pomimori Shoinim. We also had such a case that the Shoyer was here at that mandalad on the dalad. Shoy yoshay mischachach bekoysel. Vinofal ala odom. Is potter. And Rav says, here Rav says, you're potter from kaifer. Potter mi zem, he says, potter mi mise and potter mi kaifer. So Rashi Muki Ahi Dohoye Mischachach Bekoisel. So there Rashi learns Begimul Pa'omim Horishoinim Lehoiso Kavonose Lischachach. There it's speaking about that the first three times, because there Rav says your potter, if it would be speaking about that it's scratching himself and it's a dovo mishune that it gives such a strong scratch himself so strong he should fall on people. So then, according to Rav, you'd be chayiv kaifa, even though ain't asher beskila. There it says, you're potter from kaifa late Rav. So there it's speaking about, toye mischacher bekoisel begimu pomim arishoinim, leheisa kavonose lehischacher, elo bekavona lahapil ala odom. The first three times he was rubbing himself against the wall to kill the person on the other side. The fourth time, was miskavel anosai. Here he wants to rub himself on the wall and it fell down. So there, forget, that's what Rashi said over here also. So there he became a muid through an iskavin larik. The first three times he wanted to kill the people on the other side. So there, the fourth time, we have a klal, imein asher b'skila, ein abayla mishalmim toifa. Basic of a nosil is rachik ala bakavona la'apel ala odo. U'potel dektoni osam ha'cha choyne, shahoysel is rachik. V'rishoyn is ahanu, shenase mitoich kach mu'ed, ובהח אחרונה חושב לי משונה קצס שהורג ונפילה סקויסל, זאת אומרת, משונה דקזח, אלא כך לי נחשב מועד, like Tosfos, אלא מחמס הראשונס, but we see that he throws down walls, he has already a record of three times throwing down walls, so the fourth time is called a mu'ed. He's not chayev misa for the fourth time because then he was miskavel anosoi. So there, Rav holds that he's potter min hakoyf. V'zeh doichik. So first of all, Rashi says that doichik dechoshev mishuna mashoisel anosoi lechel yeroike oyle yischachek. This whole thing is a doichik. That he's scratching himself and the wall falls down, that's called mishuna. That means, according to Tosfos, Tosfos holds afilu it was mischachach b'kaisel the first time, and it fell down. You also, which is shame, and that is shame, according to Rav, you should also be potter, because ain't a show b'skila. I mean, l'chayre, Rashi is a hoshtik teire, that it's called mishune. It's called Mishunah, and it has to become a Mu'ud, and it matters how it became a Mu'ud. So Taisvah says, if it's Lishachech B'Koysel, or some Emele, so over there, Shver, I mean, if it's Mishachech B'Koysel, so the first time you should pay Koyfer. And according to Rashi holds, by Shane, you pay Koyfer, if he's a mu'ud mitchilosoi, and then even though ain't a sher b'skila. And that, therefore Rashi says the same lomdus over here, that it's mishune and it's speaking about, but here what's good, here was a door of three times of shein mishune. The gamtema uloime over there that were mu'ed ba'polos kaisel achoyne shoyse shloy bekavone hayidei rishoyne shoye bekavone. So there it's also very modern. How did it become a mu'ed? This is taki like a different action against it. The first three times he wanted to kill people, so he threw walls down. Threw walls down to kill people. Fine, he's a mu'ed to kill people. The fourth time he started scratching himself, and he had no intent at all to kill someone. So he's called a mu'id because I see he throws down walls. Well, he throws down walls when he wants to kill, when he wants to scratch himself. Maybe it takes he's a mu'id to throw down a wall. That's lechet Taisis Kasha Temelim Dava Mu'ud Ba'Polos Kois Lachen Yishay Shishloi Bekabone Aydei Rishay Nishay Bekabone Ulu Peiru Sheitzorach Loima Doho Dekom Ahoche B'Mu'ud Lipel Al B'nei Odom B'Boyres. According to Rashi, the whole problem over here, Rashi says it's a Shen Mishune. It's a Shen Mishune. Why is it a Shen Mishune? Because normally a Sher is careful. Will not be daring and risky and fall into bayis. So you don't need the lashon of Rav, the mu'et lipel al b'nei adam b'bayis. It is not necessary that these first three times there were people in the bayis. For all practical purposes, there was no one in the bayis the first three times. And I see that this Shoyer is attracted to a Yerek. The first two times, Baruch Hashem, the only calamity was that the Shoyer fell, but nothing else happened. So you don't need mu'ed lipel abnei odom b'boireis. Mu'ed lipel b'boir, when it's chosei yiruke, the bnei odom is a sore thumb. L'peirushi tzach lo'y mahoda kama hoche mu'ed lipel abnei odom b'boireis, lo'y hiskir bnei odom. Ale b'shvil ha'choyne, the b'gimel rishon is l'cheshina, she'y mu'ed v'yasa uchil apel atzme b'boir lecha yere. That means that we're speaking about the fourth time. The fourth time, Lemaisa, the fourth time he had a Ben Odom over here, but the first three times it's not necessary Bechlal. It should have that there were Bnei Odom in the boil. This is Rav's Mahalach. Shmuel Omar, you don't have to make such a complicated akimta. Amani Rabbi Yosi Aglili Domar Tam Mishalem Chatzi Koifa. It's going according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili that holds a Tam pays Chatzi Koifa. So here's the Kasha Tamu. There was a whole problem, and we have to make a whole complicated case. No, it's going according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Now it says you pay Koifa, means you pay Chatzi Koifa. It's going according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Also Tam pays Chatzi Koifa. Ula Omar, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, he, the Omar ki Rab Tarfon. Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds like Rab Tarfon. The Omar Karen b'chotzer ha-nizik nezik sholim mishalim. Rab Tarfon holds Karen pays nezik sholim. Hochi nami koife sholim mishalim. So you don't even have to be matrik. That's what it says. Mishalim es ha-koife. You don't have to say it's chatzi koife. Mishalim es ha-koife. Taki pay the whole koife. Because Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds like Rab Tarfon, and Tam b'chatz ha-nizik, you pay nezik shol. Fine. Zik the Gemara, bishleim ala'ula, hayne diktoni hoya oviv oy b'noi l'seichai. According to Ula, it's very good why it says that b'noi oviv was b'seichai. We'll see soon why it's so good, but let's that means like this. According to Ule, the only time you pay Chatzi Koifer is because it's Kerem B'chotzer HaNizik. So now, let us say that this Chotzer belongs to Reuven, and in the Boer was Shimon who decided to go into the Boer. No, if Shimon decided to go into the Boer, so Memeil and then the Shoah fell on Shimon, you won't pay Koifer Sholem. Because it's not Chotzer HaNizik. Chotzer HaNizik means that the Hezik occurred in the Chotzer of the Nizik. If Shimon went into the Boer, if Shimon went into Reuven's Boer, so you won't pay Koifa. So therefore, the Mishnah wanted to make a case that the Nizik is the Baal HaChotzer. We'll see soon. That's why it says, hoya b'noi oy oviv. That's why it mentions b'noi oy oviv. We'll see soon, Pshat. Elo l'shmuel, but according to Shmuel, you don't need chatzin, you pay chatzi koife. Ma'iriya oviv oy b'noi, afilo achanami. Mar says, ulcha de milse ktoni. Mr. Mother, my wife, you mentioned b'chlal names, Okay, ulcha de milse ktoni. Now, the Emerson, I'd like to mention the din is that the Yel Sashacher goes much further than the Yitzim Mephoshi Talmud. The Yitzim Mephoshi Talmud says he doesn't understand. Who does the chot? It seems a person was machnis shayroi lechotzer shel balabayis. So who did the chotzer belong to? Chotzer shel balabayis. Who was in the boyer? The father of the balabos, or the son of the balabos. I mean, that's the story over here. The chotzer belongs to the balabos, and his father or his son was in the boil.
So Memele, so the Eitzim Mefoshet Talmud asks, so Ibezoi, so what did, why is this called Chotzer HaNizik? The Chotzer belongs to the father, to Reuven, and either Yaakov or Chanoich was in the Baer. So how does this become a Chotzer HaNizik? And Nayelas HaShachar, he whittles down the Kasha. We're going to have later in the Gemara, God, when we learn the Daf from Memches Amud Aleph, I was Medayik from the Loshen of Rashi, Duchna Aknalei Begave V'Avalei Chotzer HaNizik, if he said all that the behemoth could go and it becomes a Chotzer HaNizik. Becomes a Chotzer HaNizik. Yeah, that's what we had before. So then, Bishas Mais, I didn't know what if you need a Aknot to be Mamishes or a Schus Shimush. That was a Memches Amud Aleph. Now, we're coming to Memches Amud Beis. We'll see at the end of the Sugya that in order to be a Chotzer HaNizik, it doesn't have to be Mamish Shios. If you have a schus shimish, that's also called a chotzer hanizik. It's called a chotzer hanizik. So Meir said, a yellow sashacha says, it's very good. The chotzer belongs to Reuven. He has a father, Yaakov. He has a son, Chanoich. So we will see. So Mustami lets them be mishtamish with the facilities, with the boyer, with the chotzer. I mean, a father, a son. So Meir, so, by them it's also a chotzer, so they have a schus shimush. But he is a kasha, he says, b'noi is a very vague terminology. I mean, if he's a godel, so he can acquire a schus shimush. That means, we'll see later that the achayinim say, by using, being mishtamish in a chotzer, you acquire a schus shimush. No, if he's a bat mitzvah bocha, so memele, so he has kinyonim. So he got a schus shimush. But the b'noi is a very, very vague loshen. B'noi could also mean a 2-year-old, a 3-year-old, whatever it is. So how that he doesn't have a schus shimush. So he has a shtikel ha'ore. The word b'noi is, you have to, whoops, add something, a b'noi that could acquire a schus shimush. But then he has we hear in Rashi says, Regel shedosa agabe tinik b'chotzer hanizik de'ika koifer. A regel that was doire, now here we're talking about regel. Regel zich in it chotzer hanizik. And dosa agabe tinik, it's not speaking about, dosa agabe tinik, it's talking about dosa agabe tinik. B'chotzer HaNizik. So he says, how did that happen? How did this tinnik acquire a chotzer? So you have to say his father died and he's a yorish and a kasha v'mais, and that's the case of chotzer HaNizik. As he dach melechei rezog. Let us see Rashi. U'shmul oma lo'ilom betam masnisen chatzi koifa koma v'rab yesihi u'le mukin lo nami betam v'koifa sholim. אני קני אבי ובני דאפי קרם בחוצר הניזיק, משלם כיפה שולם, אלו שמודו מחצי כיפה, מהיר יהיה, זה לגמור עושה, זה אורחי דמלסנוקה.